Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
Are you looking for more ways to go deeper into the Mass readings? Dr. John Bergsma offers reflections on the readings for every Sunday Mass in his book, The Word of the Lord. Visit stpaulcenter.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Letters from Home podcast this Saturday, June 5th. My name is Ken Baldwin, Executive Director of the St. Paul Center, and I am so pleased to be with you this morning. This is also our producer, Joseph Palmer's birthday on this feast of St. Boniface, Bishop and Martyr. What an incredible gospel today from St. Mark. A challenging gospel that is always good for us to reflect on as we ponder the beautiful example of the widow in those two most famous coins in the history of the world. Today we come to the grand conclusion of Jesus' public controversy in the temple. Jesus has basically just put the smackdown on the Pharisees, the Herodians, and Sadducees in the temple. Now, after affirming one wise scribe, he takes aim at the rest of the scribes. It's a picture of Jesus picking off his harshest critics one by one. Just a thought, Mark highlights the contrast between the scribes and widow. We read that Jesus first condemns the Pharisees when Jesus says, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept places of honor in synagogues and banquets," roughly paraphrasing Jesus' words there. These are harsh words, and in verse 40, Jesus notes that they devour widows' houses. So who are these scribes? Just want to share a few reflections on who they were so we can better know and understand Jesus' words. John Bergsma, who just came out with the Word of the Lord book, which is just fantastic, he shares that the scribes were opposed to the Lord and regarded religion as a means to acquire wealth and social esteem. The scribes often had a fair amount of wealth. Jesus references their long robes, which weren't exactly intended to support work in the fields or really any type of manual labor. They were manipulating religious law to find ways to get around the demands of divinely revealed morality they were being called to live out. Think of them more as money-hungry attorneys and less like saints. Although I love all my attorney friends, nothing against them, but you know, these aren't walking saints. These are guys leveraging the law and taking away from others. And we don't know for certain, but it seems likely that the scribes devoured the homes of widows by leveraging their position under false pretenses. Perhaps we think they offered protection to the women, no longer under the protection of their husbands, only to deceive them and devour what little that they had. A monk from the early Middle Ages known as the Venerable Bede, who always has amazing scripture commentary, he said, "The Lord who warned the disciples against the desire of high places and vainglory are now distinguished by a sure test of those who brought in gifts." So if we reflect on the gospel after Jesus, you know, speaks about the warning of the scribes, we see and imagine Jesus and the disciples observing people at the temple treasury, and they're bringing in donations, and Jesus praises a poor widow who, by giving all that she has, is truly exalted by the Lord. In verse 41, we read, "Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the multitude putting money into the treasury. Rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in 2 copper coins. Which make a penny. He called his disciples to him and said, 'Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those contributing to the treasury.'" Copper coins, for some reference, were the smallest unit of currency in circulation. So this poor widow can be seen as a type of the church. She is the widow whose husband Jesus Christ has died, and now she casts away the spirit of pride and desires of worldly things. As Dr. Leroy Huizenga writes in his great book on Mark, Loosen the Lion, This widow is the model of the disciple, which in Mark's gospel means surrendering everything. She is, in a sense, giving her whole life to the Lord. You know, it reminds me of so many conversations I have with people about Franciscan University. I'm a proud alum, and it seems like a lot of our alums go out and become leaders in the church and do such great things. And the question that always comes up is, why are so many of these Franciscan University alums making such a big impact on the world? And I can speak for myself that when I was a senior in high school and decided to come to Franciscan University, this was truly a decision on my part. Lord, I'm just going to give you my life. I have no idea what you're going to do with this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I just want to give you my whole life. And that's just such a powerful decision when you make that, and you usually don't know people here at the university when you come as a new student. And so it just goes to stand that when you give the Lord your whole life, great things come from that. So reflecting on the gospel, it's easy to dismiss the scribes. But how often do you and I struggle to give the Lord our 10% tithe? For example, if you took a screenshot of your bank statement, would it be clear that you're a follower of Jesus Christ? Brothers and sisters, when I read this gospel and see that Jesus draws attention to this widow, it should make us want to emulate her example. I mean, how amazing would it be to have been acknowledged by Jesus as someone to emulate, as someone's example to uphold? And many of you listening to this have been so generous to us at the center, and I've had the joy of seeing so many of you make wonderful gifts to us. And a few have stood out as just seeing these examples play out in real life. We once had a donor who gave a $50 donation because of their electric bill unexpectedly being lower. And so that $50 margin they weren't expecting, they immediately sent to us. They wanted to do more, and their financial circumstances only enabled that. That was just so powerful. And we once received a $15 donation from a prisoner in San Quentin Penitentiary. And his gift of $15 represented a serious donation that really made him forego any of the simple things he could have purchased in prison with that small amount of money he had. And so, as the Venerable Bede says to conclude, the treasure in one's heart is the intention of the thought, from which the searcher of hearts judges the outcome. Where our hearts are, that is where our treasure lies. So this gospel is challenging us to emulate the widow and to give all that we can to the Lord, both with our hearts and intentions, but also tangibly giving through our monetary giving. I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to thank you and my colleagues who helped create such wonderful research opportunities, including Curtis Mitch, John Bergsma, and Rob Corzine. And thank you, Joseph Palmer, for producing these wonderful videos and podcasts. And happy birthday to you.
Letters from Home is a production of the St. Paul Center. Our commentators include Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, and Mr. Curtis Mitch. Our production team includes technical director, engineer, and producer, Joseph Palmer. Subscribe and rate Letters from Home wherever you find this podcast. The St. Paul Center is a nonprofit organization facilitating life-transforming encounters with the living Word of God. To find more faith-based resources, visit stpaulcenter.com.